Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your Chris. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with y'all, you gonna blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign, I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get you awards, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts. Like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants. You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second thought. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know, the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag or gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. But this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing definite.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Welcome to Jungle Blue Rider with your host, Tavic Cool, and Gil G, the Cool Psycho Killer. And tonight was just way too predictable.
Yep.
But
that's why, even though I, like, was an hour late starting watching it, I, you know, watched from the DVR. I basically, like, fast-forwarded a lot of the matches and then, like, okay, this is predictable, predictable, predictable.
I wasn't talking about... Not all the matches were predictable, of course.
Well, some of them were.
No. I'm just talking about the whole Austin Aries thing. I wasn't talking about the matches there, Chris. I mean, the matches were actually pretty good. I actually liked the matches tonight. But the fact that Jesse Goddard got fucking knocked out with one punch, he's a bitch.
Yep.
Boy, how the hell were you an hour late?
Because I wasn't watching TV yet, like during the start of Impact. I was doing something else.
So you didn't start watching until 10 o'clock?
I didn't start watching the DVR recording of it till 10, which I started at the 9 o'clock spot, and, you know, caught up.
Why not just watch, you know, 10 o'clock and then go back to the other hour?
Because it's kind of in the middle of a match, I wanted to see it from the start to see what happened. And with the commercials, I knew I could catch up quick enough.
Man, I don't even watch the commercials.
Exactly, but considering I would have had to watch the commercials if I watched it from where it was live, that's why I went to the recording, because then it's like, okay, it's like, here's the first match, okay, saw that, fast forward commercial, but you know, just do that. And seriously, by like 10:30, I was on time with where it was at.
You also realize you don't really have to just, you know, you have to go into the recording either, though, Chris, right?
I know.
You can just rewind it down, live TV.
Well, the TV that I have in my room, I can't rewind live TV, so I have to go to the DVR recording to do it.
Well, your TV sucks then, because every single TV in my house, you can rewind and fast forward live TV.
Well, it's just got to be whatever provider you guys use for a TV. Verizon Fios, it only works with Master TV.
I'm pretty sure they can make it to where, you know, you can have it where you can fast forward it or rewind live TV, even with files, like even for your TV.
Probably, but there's no point in it.
What do you mean there's no point in it? Dude, it's fun. It's the best. It's better. You can pause live TV and rewind it.
Well, I mean, I just don't really see a point in it now because I'm, you know, I'm just basically like, okay, what, I'm here for like, what, one more complete month and then leaving, so, I mean, you see the point, right?
It makes absolutely no sense. Because I take it that means you're not going to be going home for breaks and shit, too?
Well, there's actually stuff to do near my university, so probably not. Too often.
Chris, do you realize, you know, once Christmas and Thanksgiving and shit like that come around, you're not going to be able to do shit. You might as well go home.
Well, I mean, most likely I will, but I'm just saying that, like, for some of the holidays, like, for Thanksgiving or whatever, I might just choose to stay there because, like, basically right near my apartment that I'm at, there's, like, 5 or 6 restaurants and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's, like, you know, just a ton of stuff to do there because it's downtown.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play some Fear Factory. I've got to get to that track. And here we go.
Yeah.
back. What up, Ghetto?
So do you guys, like, juggle?
Oh, great. Here we go. Just hit again.
God damn it.
You know what? Just for that, I should play Ghetto G's favorite track.
Can't imagine what that is.
Yeah.
Fuck is this?
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that tells this tale, will be busy. He's a clapping dog. Rhythmic dog. Harmonic dog. House dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, country dogs, funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Do the dog catcher. Do the dog catcher. Do the dog catcher.
Man, it's a good thing that ICP saved that song. Because that song was fucking terrible.
I think Psycho Card's better than that song. And that's just fucking terrible.
Like, I'm just saying, man, it's a good thing ICP decided to, you know, take ahead and make it their own, man, because that original shit is just bad.
That's okay. I gave Chris a favorite track, too.
Oh, yeah, what did he get? I don't want to hear it if it's 6 minutes long, like that shit you just played.
Oh, actually, you actually might recognize this.
So Havoc coming out of the closet on Juggler Rider Radio.
Well, that's nice.
How is this song proof that he's gay?
The fact that he uploads the song. That's really no proof.
Chris, you realize that track's legit about women, right? Not dudes.
Yeah, but the fact that you uploaded it and played it.
I thought it was about staying alive. Staying alive.
Apparently, Chris does not like the Bee Gees.
Well, I guess people liked them a long time ago.
Four score and 7 years ago, people liked them.
So why is it that you have these old ass songs?
I got bored at her and downloading old ass shit. Damn, plus I heard that song. That song. What was at work?
So wait, hold on. You see a nasty prostitute at your work today, and it makes you want to download oldies.
Pretty much.
Man, he definitely got his dick sucked, man. He caught something.
Exactly. And Havoc, we even have a song for you. So here we go.
Man, that seemed really long.
That's okay, Chris, I'll find it.
Good luck.
Yeah, now he's going to spend a nice, you know, hour here.
Exactly.
Trying to find that.
Well, considering the fact it's like, what, 8 seconds long?
About 10.
Chris, you should just make it longer, so then that way he won't know.
Yeah, I should take it, like, put it on Tassie. Repeat.
Yeah.
Make it, like, 2 minutes long. He'll never find
it. Just pick a random time, and then he'll have a whole lot more trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the fact that Chris just said, like, 10 seconds, he just gave it away all on his own. And, of course, I realize that's really not a song. So I don't know why the hell you call it a song for.
The same reason we were talking to your lady friend last night.
Exactly. She likes it.
Where's your lady friend at tonight?
I have no clue. Funny thing is, I don't even talk to her.
Is she smoking crack then?
Yeah, she was trying to defend you when we were picking on you. You were gone.
Like, man, she came up in there, man, like, what up, sexy baby? And she, like, had, like, y'all be talking every day.
Exactly.
But,
and
let's put it this way. The only time I really ever talked to her was on your status.
Wow.
So.
Man, yeah. I thought you were all up on there being all sweet to her like you are the lady friends on the telephone. in your private time. But I guess we're wrong here.
I guess so.
Yeah, definitely, because like I said, I don't talk to her. And I definitely don't talk to her on the phone.
Well, I meant like, you know, like text messaging.
Yeah, I don't... Not even that.
Wow. So we had all of that last night, Chris? For nothing.
Pretty much.
Hey, could Chris have made this any more obvious?
Oh, and then on top of that, like, she wanted to hear some funk volume bullshit.
We don't play funk volume. We don't play Hobson. Hobson sucks.
Well, let her know that next time she requests it.
Exactly.
You just won't get it because we don't play Hobson, like I said.
Marcus!
Well, I think we should go and play some good music.
Oh, God. I'm scared when you say good music now.
We all are, because he's fucked us over once. And we fucked him over once.
Well, let's go with this.
Yeah.
probably the only good song Soil's ever made.
Actually, no, there's been a few more.
No.
I mean, hey, you know,
isn't he now the singer of Drowning Pool?
Nope, not anymore.
Well, was.
Yeah, now he's back with Soil working on some more, working on a new album.
Oh, come on, man. What is he going to do? He's going to remix that song we just played, Halo.
I mean, honestly, the entire Redefine album was actually pretty good. True Self was good. Throttle Junkie was good. And we got Spider back with us.
Better kill it.
What's going
Spider.
On, Spider? Spider, are you stuck on the toilet again?
No, man. Sorry, man. I got distracted. What's up, guys?
You got distracted by what?
Yeah, man, I got a lot of shit in my room that I just cleaned up and fixed up.
And we got two listeners in the room. We got a guest, and we got Jerry Campbell. What's going on?
Holy shit, Jerry finally made it to the room. How about that? So what's in your room that distracted you, though?
All my ICP shit that I put on my walls and shit.
He's like mesmerized. He's like, oh.
Hell yeah.
Are they like black light posters and shit?
Yeah, I got Carnival Carnage, Ringmaster, Riddlebox, Great Malenko, Amazing Jekyll Brothers, and the Wraith.
Damn, man, he got them all.
Hell yeah.
Has anybody got that Twisted one? That Freak Show one?
Not yet.
No, that's an old one, man. I mean, be lucky to find that now.
But, I will be getting my hands on the new mixtape.
Oh, Twisted's? Yeah, I ordered that the other day, too.
Yeah, I'm going to pre-order it tomorrow when I get paid.
Because it's cheaper now if you get it now, because, you know, otherwise it's going to be, like, literally full price when it comes out.
Oh, full price would be, like, $10.99.
Well, then you got the, you know, shipping on top of that, so it's, like, $14.
What was the shipping for it, for the $7.99?
It was, like, $3.27.
About like $10-$11.
Yeah, so it came out to $11.26.
Dang, bud.
Yeah, so that's a good deal right there. Even though it's just like a short EP though.
Yeah. But I'm definitely looking forward to hearing half the fucking music on this mixtape.
Yeah, let's hope that it still sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope they didn't change their sound, though.
Yeah, we'll pray for that one.
I mean, keep it as exactly how they did on the Abomination CD.
What the hell is this fucking fam club thing that they got going on? Does anybody really know?
I have no idea. I shared, like, a picture of that or whatever because the picture was dope. But I have no idea what it is.
Sam's Club?
No, not Sam's Club. Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, nice.
Whoa, I mean, Sam's Club.
Apparently,
Catholic, you know.
He goes to Sam's Club and buys them big bags of shit.
Apparently, there's four levels of it, though. Level four, which is like $149.99 plus shipping.
wait, what the hell is this? I didn't know. I thought it was like a online group or something. What the fuck?
No, it's a fan club. It's like a whole fan club for
Fan club.
Yeah, we're in a fan club.
level 4 fan club membership for 1 year. Glow in the dark rubber bracelet sticker pack. Exclusive fan club laminate and lanyard membership pass. You get like a fucking shirt, iPhone / Android game. Custom bandana. Limited edition 7-inch vinyl record series 1. Featuring unreleased Twisted songs on red colored vinyl. Fan club snap
tag hat. Vinyl nowadays, man. Ain't nobody got record players.
Let's see. And also, so you get a wall flag measuring 2x3 feet, and a limited edition silk screen poster, original art by Madrox from of course Twisted, hand numbered and signed by artist.
Yeah, that's another thing. Let's hope on this CD that they're putting out, they say they're autographed. Let's fucking pray that they open up the damn CD first.
Exactly.
Because every time they do an autograph thing, man, they always keep it in a plastic and sign it.
I mean, shit. When I was at the last Technic concert I went to, I was buying Stevie Stone's CD there. He just opened it without even taking the plastic off and signed it inside the CD. I have no clue how the fuck he did it.
See, that's smart, man. That's how they should do. That's how they do all their signatures and shit nowadays. As for Twisted, man, let's hope that they learn the same thing.
Exactly. I'm still wondering how the hell he opened the CD case and signed it without getting the plastic to rip whatsoever.
Let's go rob the dollar.
General.
That's how he did it, man. Criminal.
Yeah, there's four levels of membership, though.
Levels of membership.
What's the number one level? Level one, which is like $24.99 plus shipping. Then there's level two, level three, level four.
So level one is at the bottom.
Yeah.
All right, so we already heard the highest one then.
Yep.
So what's level three? Like, what's in that?
Pretty much almost the same thing as everything else, except, you know, you don't get a poster or the hat or flag.
Okay, level two?
Man, I think you get more in that freaking pre-order for GTA.
I think so as well. I pre-ordered that a long time ago.
And that's like, how much is that? Like $150?
Yeah.
You're just agreeing with me. You don't know.
Wait,
hey guys,
go.
I gotta call my phone's about to die.
Your phone's dying, man. Charge that shit.
Yeah,
I am going in my charger.
You just cleaned your room. You don't wear your chargers at?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty pathetic like that, huh?
What the hell, man? Get on that, man. Find your charger.
Yeah, I'll find my charger, plug it in, and I'll call again in about a half hour.
All right, that's fine, man.
All right.
All right, peace.
All right. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop. Well, here we go. Peace. Also with the fan club, you guys will get more shit, too. Looks like it's the exclusive announcements, interviews, photos, video, and audio. Limited edition merch, of course. Live webcast, concerts, podcasts, and more. Pre-sale tickets to shows and events. Periodic contests with prizes and random giveaways. Incentives and rewards program. New members, only message board and chat room, and much more.
Chat room.
Yeah.
So do we get to talk to Twisted in that, or we have to talk to other people?
I believe you get to talk to Twisted as well in that chat room.
Like, man, there's so many other fucking chat rooms on the internet. You just talk to random people. So if it's just that, fuck that.
I mean, it doesn't really say. I mean, but I believe you get to talk to Twisted as well.
Hey, look, Gypsy's here. Gypsy, we do not play funk volume bullshit.
Marcus!
We can't stand Hobson. He's a bitch.
Why you no play funk volume? Because it sucks. That's why.
Yeah, Hobson's just a complete bitch in his entire fucking label. Oh. I don't even know if you can call it a fucking label.
Exactly. Like, some of the artists haven't even put out a fucking CD. So I don't know how that's a label.
But all this talk about Twisted, though, I think we need to play a song by Twisted. And I'm thinking that Blood song.
We can go for that. And Chris, you ain't got no room to talk about if you don't have an album, you can't call it a label because you ain't got an album either. So which means you don't have a label.
Yeah, well then what about Twist? He hasn't had an album ever, and he's been doing it a hell of a lot longer than me.
Yeah, true.
See, I have room to talk there.
Yeah, but still.
If you ain't got... what you said it is, if you ain't got an album, how the fuck you got a label? That's how you put it.
Now, children.
I was talking about Twiz, who's been on the label for, like, what, 10 years? Hasn't done shit?
No, well, Twiz don't count either, because Twiz is
press
a
play.
Fucking idiot.
Just press play.
Blood splattered everywhere. Must have caught a bite of one. Blood lost.
And we're back.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto Gypsy is threatening us. Say, don't start. I will send you more pictures.
Dude looks like a lady. No, don't do it again.
Hey, we can play that. We have it.
No, no, no.
Please don't. And I was trying to download it off YouTube and put it on soundboard.
This motherfucker needs to lose the computer for about a year.
Exactly.
Hey, Chris.
Mm.
I wonder if you realized something. You just said he's going to download it and put it on the soundboard. Hate to break the news to you.
He already has it.
Exactly. Because apparently Chris completely forgot that day when, you know, we were talking about trainees, I put it on the soundboard.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You went to get that song when talking about trainees.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, remember that, you know, that one trainee that we were all talking about that looked way too much like a fucking chick? That's your
dude? I think everybody in the room knows about that right now.
So, yeah, I just figured that tracking would be perfect to play that day.
Well, why don't you invite your tranny to tune in?
Exactly. I'm sure she would love that track.
I'm pretty sure it would.
Exactly.
I mean, you talk to it, right? I mean, tell it to tune in.
I don't talk to it. I mean, I hit it up once and it didn't even respond.
Now it's an
egg. And then it hit you up when you were talking about looking for a wife.
Yeah.
Send it the link.
But I post that link up every single day, and I know it sees it, but doesn't tune in.
Man, you gotta understand, you gotta make people see that shit. You know, you could post it a million times on your news feed. They just scroll right by it. Post that shit on their wall so they have to see it.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess while I do that, watch for something good. we're back.
Great.
And apparently we started something up in the room there, Ghetto.
We started something?
Yeah, apparently Jerry's fucking uncle had a sex change.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's all. Wow.
Let's just pray to God that that girl is really a girl.
I think there's a song that should be played. But I gotta download that and deal with that first.
Oh, thank you for that. Great.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so apparently, according to Jerry, she got it done last year. It looks just like the real... got boobs and everything, and of course Gypsy has to go and say, and what is everything, and did you see it?
And did you see it?
Wow.
No, but my money is on Gypsy seeing some shit like it.
Well, let's see. Jerry said yes, she sent me a pic after she got it done. It was very crazy, and apparently it looked just like a vag.
Oh, man. Cutting your fucking shit off, man. The fuck?
Yeah, this is fucked up.
See. Gypsy says, wow, never saw a fake one.
I'm sure she has.
Wait. But yeah, Gypsy goes face to face with a real one, though.
Uh-oh, man, them two in the room, man, they about to hook up.
Probably. Yeah, we thought it was with you last night.
Wait, what?
We thought it was with Abby last night.
Well, that was yesterday, but it is a new day.
Yeah. New day, Chris. So apparently Gypsy has come face-to-face with a real-life tranny.
The fuck? Man, she took that tranny home willingly.
Oh yeah, completely forgot. Gypsy had two requests.
Oh yeah? And what did she request?
Cherry pie and to catch a predator.
Wow. A sex song? A song about catching child molesters.
Nice. And I have a song that nobody requested, but it just goes well with the subject.
Well, let's hear some Cherry Pie.
Sounds good.
You learn fast.
I'm no cherry, honey. It's just that you're so damn big.
Well, I should have known, you fucking nipple bitch.
Please be gentle. Oh, bastard. Oh, you prick!
Like Harlem Williams, be the champ.
Exactly.
I'm on the internet, posing as a little girl. I'm trying to lure evil into my world. I tell them that I'm curious, and I'm only 12. Mom and dad are gone for the day, I'm by myself. Buckets I throw up are next to my computer, hoping that they show up, cause what I'm about to do to them would make the devil stick. I sharpen my blade, front to this term like I'm only in the 7th grade. The doorbell rings, I gotta get him inside. In my best little girl's voice, I'm like,
hi, come on in, I'm putting on my bikini.
And when the door shuts, that's when I let him see me.
Hi there.
I stab him in the neck first, cause it hurts. Hit him with a blood squirt. Carve his whole face off and make him eat it. Chain him up by the foot in the basement.
Bleed
him. I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this, there's nothing I'ma earn. But it sure is fun.
Shutting down my service, cause people out there think they don't deserve it. until it's your kid and old man's finger fucking. Titty sucking, then you want the knife stuck in. I don't blame you, that's why I catch him in advance. While his dick is still in his pants, they never get the chance. I tell him I'm alone and I'm only 13. Looking for a gay friend, you know what I mean? Bring me some Funyuns and a Slurpee. Promise not to hurt me or give me herpes. And within 20 minutes, here comes a fucking doctor. Knocking on my door, a pedophile butt knocker.
Come in, have a seat.
And then I stroll in with the all-purpose hunting blade straight up his target. I cut his hands off, he ain't touching nobody. Beat him up on the foot in the basement.
Bloody.
Please, Mr. Clouser, you don't have to do
it. Zip it.
Please, I got money with you.
Shut it, fucker.
Please, we can work this out.
I think I'm next to this other fool, both left for dead. Every time I walk by him, I punch him in the head. Cut they fucking dicks off, stick them in each other's mouth. Now what y'all talking about?
I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this there's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun.
This helps show an intent to solicit a minor. What have we got here?
A bag of Funyuns.
Funyuns? What about condoms? Did you bring condoms?
I did.
You did.
And we're back.
And I got the song uploaded for that whole sex change thing. So might as well get into that quickly.
You're a strange little man.
Here we go.
Just gonna stand here as my crotch burns. That's all right, because I got rid of my worm. Lift up my skirt and you'll be surprised. That's all right, because I used to be a guy.
Used to be a guy.
You can't tell he used to be my gramps. You can only tell that he's ladylike. He took scissors and cut off his man pipe. Got double D's applied lipstick all night. It's so wrong that it kinda looks right. High up a drug, changed his name to Kate. She likes to huff paint all day while she masturbates. seeing him in makeup really brings me down. Mini skirts and no panties when she hits the town. Why can't we go back to the way it was, when you was my grandpa and I was your grandson? Having two grandmas is really tough. And what's with the red hair? Are you f***ing nuts? Used to be Superman with the wind on your back. Now you look like Lois Lane and you don't have a sack. Come over here, grandpa. Look me in the eyeball. I can't believe you turned into my grandma.
Just gonna stand here as my crotch burns. That's alright, because I got rid of my worm. Lift up my skirt and you'll be surprised. That's alright, because I used to be a guy. Used to be a guy. Used to be a guy.
I love my poppy so much I can barely breathe. Now instead of farts, I hear him smash and tweak. Got a bushel of fuzzies hiding away a monstrosity. Bragging about his kitty and titties. Making bitchy ass faces, screwing away to higher places. Taking boy toys to the ballgame for hot dogs and lemonade. Gets mad and claims he's on the rack. Two grannies, a whole hamper full of panties. The face of an old grump and a wig and makeup. Forgot to take his meds and he won't shut up. Everyone in town thinks he's old and gay, so he picks fights outside of Old Country Buffet. My friends say I've got a gill. As he's strutting through the mall in his fancy high heels, I guess in the end, I'm glad for my poppy. He's horny, he's happy, he's got a hot
pot. Just gonna stand here as my crotch burns. That's alright, because I got rid of my worm. Lift up my skirt and you'll be surprised. That's alright, because I used to be a guy. Used to be a guy. Used to be a guy. Used to be a guy.
Alright, and we are back.
Where's the other idiot?
I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Well, I thought I won't see when it ends, because he wasn't seeing what the song was titled as, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that damn song.
Exactly.
Havoc doesn't seem amused.
He definitely doesn't.
Hey, Spider, welcome back. I thought you were going to bed.
Nah, man. I just wanted to charge my phone for a little bit.
Your phone charged pretty damn quick.
Yeah, nah, man. It's actually a really shitty phone, but...
Oh. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt, and you still doubted me. So what's going on, man?
Yeah, man. Still kicking it, playing Xbox.
Oh, yeah, what are you playing?
Batman Arkham City.
I never played any of those Batman games.
They're actually really fun. I didn't think they'd be that fun, but one of my roommates got me into it, so.
Yeah. Don't they got that new one coming out, too?
Oh, do they really?
I think they do at some point in the next couple months or. Or it can already be out, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Obviously not me, because I just said that, Havoc. Jeez.
So, Ghetto, man, so what do you think, so who do you think is going to do better, Tech9 or Twisted?
With what?
Because Tech's album comes out on July 30th, and so does Twisted's mixtape.
I think more people are going to get the Twisted CD for the fact that Tech9 just got way too much shit going on, and people are just going to probably download that for free.
Yeah.
saying, man, he got too many versions and all that bullshit going on, trying to be ICP, and then overpricing it at that.
Wait, my question is, are we gonna, now, is Twisted going to be given two copies, or just one, because of the fact I'm reading it says jump on a pre-sale for an autographed and discounted copy?
And a what? I didn't even notice there was options.
Yeah, it says jump on the pre-sale for an autographed and discounted copy.
Well, I'm guessing it's $7.99 plus it's going to be autographed.
Or, you never know.
Yeah, I highly doubt that. Because it wouldn't be so cheap if they were going to give you two. But as for that Tech N9ne CD, though, that's going to be a real dope CD. But it's just, you just got to have the money to buy all that shit.
Well, I mean, I'll get it. Well, I mean, I'll download it. But I'm going to delete it. I'm going to just delete the track that features Kendrick Lamar.
That's on the actual album, though.
Oh.
But yeah, I think I decided that I'm not going to buy that, and I'm just going to download that and put my money towards WWE 2K14.
Hell yeah.
Probably smart move.
Yeah. Because, you know, Strange Music will probably have some type of sale somewhere down the line here. You can get it for cheaper. I mean, shit, even Best Buy is selling that shit for, like, $19 up to, like, $25.
Wow.
And then on top of that, like, he keeps giving out tracks for free. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, like, what the hell is the point of that?
Like, don't you want the CD to sell, man? You gave out, like, at least four free tracks.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I like the album cover and all that.
Hey, continue.
Hey, we got a 618 going in. Hold on.
61.
Yeah, it's Mumbles again, man.
Oh, it's Mumbles. Mumbles is
yeah. But hey, I've been working with FL Studios, Singapore Productions, Strange Music, and me and Tech N9ne and Rich actually putting something out really good and got a lot of bass with it and all. So yeah, we're working on that. I just sent it through my computer. All that, and we'll have some extra songs actually added on. We're coming out with another album and all that too, so it's going to be pretty tight. I don't know when I can release it, but also Brian Mahoney, Big B, also I was going to have him call on the show later on this week, so you might have a guest of that also with you and all, so.
Did you say Balls Mahoney?
I got a hold of him.
I have no clue what he just said. He mumbled.
I don't know what CD you're talking about, man.
Well, I'm actually working on it right now. We actually got a couple of tracks. We're actually putting a new CD together with Tech N9ne and Riz together. And we don't know what to name it yet. We just thinking about naming I Am Out of the Struggle or something like that, but we don't know what we're actually labeling it as just yet, but we're putting the songs together. It should be coming out probably in the beginning of 2014, probably January.
Well, whose CD is it?
It'll be Tech N9ne. I signed contract, so Strange Music, Tech N9ne. We can't sit in Missouri, owns it, so I get my cut anyway, but. And I already got all my tickets, everything to the concert, so VIPs, backstage, everything.
But I heard you guys talking about Tech a few minutes ago, so. Yeah, I was already talking to Tech earlier. And yeah, they like to beat everything else, man.
Who the fuck is heavy breathing, man?
Oh, actually, I'm actually just had to run down to the girl's house, which I gotta get ready to go with, man.
No, not I didn't mean you, man. Somebody was heavy breathing while you were talking the entire time.
Yeah.
That might be me. I'm just like, my nose is stuffed. It's allergy season, you know?
Because all I hear is...
I was going to say, yeah, heavy breathing, that'll probably be in like about 15, 20 minutes or whatever. So, yeah, I might have to go fine on that.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, that's probably me. I'm tired as fuck. You know... My nose is stuffed, so I have to breathe out of my mouth.
I was just wondering because I heard breathing.
No, it's cool, man. Don't worry about it.
Allergies are going around everywhere. That's why I also mumble a little bit extra sometimes, too, besides my medication and medical cannabis.
Man, I think you need to get a medication where we can, you know, translate you a little better.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm working on that too. I got a same microphone thing. I just need a little adapter. You'll be able to hear me a lot clearer and better. So, I already got a new phone, upgraded, all that. So,
wait, hold on.
I have my laptop.
A microphone's gonna make you sound better.
You can hear me a lot better than through this thing. I just got this phone because one of my exes came from North Carolina. Broke my damn phone when she actually just moved in out of nowhere. I ain't talked to her in 5 months, and she moved in all of a sudden. Well, I got her moved all the way back to North Carolina. But.
Although I will give you this, man. This is the most I can understand out of all the times you've called.
But,
I'll give you that much.
Hey, can you play One Thing, if you have it, by Yellow Wolf, Box Chevy?
Yeah, got that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that if I could.
But since you brought him up, man, do we got Dollar General on the song?
It's on Dollar General, I know what you mean, but yeah. But no, he's got some all right stuff, some of it just kind of there, so. I mean,
it's
kind of
there.
Yeah, it's like, I thought fill in or whatever to the album, but some of it's going to.
Are you a rapper, man?
Actually, I used to be in all that. I actually had another studio and all that, but they closed my whole block down, shut everything down, even took a bulldozer and tore down all the houses there. So now it's all grass. Had my soundproof shit, everything else.
Man, so I'd hate to be recording something and then just a bulldozer just take my house out. What the fuck?
Yeah, because they didn't want to upgrade the water pipes and all that, and they were going to have to dig up part underneath the house, and there was a whole line of them. So the people abandoned it that owned it, and that was it. So it was Madison County Sheriff came out and gave us 30 days or less, and... Next thing we know, they went ahead and shut the water off before that, everything else, and I wasn't allowed to even move most of your stuff out. I got my cars. I had moved 7 cars all at once besides...
Did you do it all at once?
Whatever I could out of place. Huh?
I said, did you do it all at one time?
Yeah, actually, I was going to say I had another house just right down the road. I just had to keep getting whatever a car, drop it off, have whatever my dad come pick me up. I dropped me off at the other car, drive back over there too, filled up that whole backyard and the driveway. Because I got old Corvettes, GTOs, Novas,
Grand Vans. This motherfucker was into Fast and the Furious and shit.
Oh, yeah. I do feel I take it to Gateway International. I top out easily at 120 mile an hour and doing about 9 second average on the quarter mile track. I got big old Pat Hoosier slicks on back and heat them up. You can pop wheelies with it, so.
So since you got all these cars, man, why don't you just send me one?
Yeah.
Everybody's been trying to buy them like a motherfucker around here. I'm like, no, I've had these for years, so. And that Corvette, it's got 3 drive shafts. It's a rare one. It's actually, looks like got a station wagon, like hatchback back in, but it's a Corvette sports wagon. They only made 35 of them of 1968, and it's a rare one, and that thing has three drive shafts, and whenever you give it the gas, it don't really peel out. It just sticks to the road, and you take off like a rocket. And it's almost like a Stingray, but it's got back in like a Hurst, everybody calls it, and it's badass. It's got a 427 Corvette engine in it with a 750 double pumper, Holley. Yeah, it gets up and goes. All boarded out. Got a big cam up in it. Elderbrock. Acceleration. So I know my shit. I've been building cars since I was 8, 9 years old or whatever.
That was just a random, motorcycle noise. What was that?
Motorcycles, I ride them. I've jumped hills, broke bones, but...
One was just driving by or something.
The V-twin motor is just like a car motor. But other than that, other motorcycles, I don't know how to work on them so well. But give me a car, I can rebuild that thing from the ground up.
So has anybody got my song yet?
I'm getting it uploaded right now.
Where else Chris at, man? He's never in any conversation.
Though. He just dies.
I had the song. I was just wondering if Havoc was uploading it, which apparently he is.
But, that box Chevy, man, I got certain systems. That shit hits low and all that, man. I like my bass and shit. I got all certain Vegas, same as actually they have a concert besides the Power of Subwoofers. And, they beat. So, I like to hear that. I got the radio on, but...
Yeah, the radio on.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. Just try to...
So angry.
Here we
go. Why the fuck she... why the fuck she's so angry for, though? Turn that shit off. What the fuck?
Man... Go give her the business.
I'm doing business.
Oh, no.
But,
man, you better smack her, put her in her place.
No,
might as well.
I was going to say,
She's so angry. It's awesome.
I got you on hold for right now. All right.
It's all right. Tell her I'll give her a hug.
Tell her Chris will give her a fucking boot up her ass.
He's gone.
No, apparently he put us on hold.
On hold? How you call a radio station and put us on hold?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking asshole.
Please enjoy this music while you wait.
Please enjoy my foot up your ass.
I don't know.
Here we go.
Can't put this song on,
here we go, we're putting a song on just for you,
Tony. In the dream, there were things getting complicated as they were the same. Nigga was stressed out. The wrist do a couple checks bounce. I was looking for something to test out. Criminal. I know you usually really want the style, but now circumstances have got me around. I mean, now up in the late night, you could check the shit out when I see the bait bite. Voices were saying, let's go rob the dollar. General, get the Benjamins and the penny rolls. Grab the penny holes like a criminal. Guess I'm a criminal. Let's go rob the dollar. General, get the Benjamins and the penny rolls. Grab the penny holes. I'm a criminal. Guess I'm a criminal. Now,
here's the plan. Learn about the days ago from a man. Tonight is the night. Strategizing and apprehend. We'll never get the chance to do this. Game, you know what I'm saying?
She's fucking all angry and loud, when, you know. So I figured, hey, give her a roofie. Maybe she'll calm the fuck down.
Oh,
she's quiet as all hell.
She'll calm down for a few hours.
Yeah. Or, you know, just take some fucking chloroform and just fucking put it over her face and just knock that bitch out.
Hey, does this smell like that? We're only saying this because we care.
Exactly.
I'm only saying it because
so
she sounds like a bitch.
Feel like we had to say it.
Well, actually, I'm only saying it because she just sounded like a bitch.
Well, I mean, she got angry afterwards because she heard what I said. Who the fuck is that on the phone?
Bitch, I am your father.
That shit is weird.
I feel sorry for her.
Exactly.
Run for your lives.
Hey, we got a 740 calling in. 740, what to do to this?
This is where you speak.
Can you hear?
Oh, there we go.
Yes.
We got somebody.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so I called in and said hi. So.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Come on, you could type away on Facebook, but you don't got nothing to say on the phone.
pretty much, yeah.
Well.
So what's up? This is actually kind of cool. Y'all have been doing this for 5 years, you said?
Yeah, it's how long it's been going
yeah.
down.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of people don't enjoy this, though.
I think it's fun.
A lot of people just show up when we have, like, a huge name for an interview, like Tech Nine or shit like that.
That's pretty cool, too. I think it's fun just sitting around listening to that bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty much what we do every day. You know, nothing too exciting.
Oh,
exactly.
Well, again, a couple nights ago, we had like all the fucking hairs going.
That was an awesome night.
Yeah, you definitely missed that, though. Could have called it for that one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, most people are fucking idiots and morons and just fucking retarded.
Thanks for going down the line with what they could be, morons, idiots. I think if you just say one, man, it pretty much, you know.
I'll take one. I mean the same thing for 100.
Bitch, this is not Jeopardy.
Yeah, if this was Jeopardy, I'd lose.
If this was Jeopardy, I would have just won $100.
I suck at questions.
Yeah.
He just agrees with me. See that?
Oh, no. Hold on. I know.
Yeah,
I'm just
you know
that
much you suck at questions.
Yeah, but they get asked about questions too, man. Like, this is like a fucking interview. And I'm the one asking the questions.
Yeah, let's get Chris on an interview. Ask some questions, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
That was a very interesting interview that he held with them Gruesome and all them people.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, and of course he left the fucking stalker bitch on the phone.
That was awesome when he tried to lie to me about that. But anyway.
And then of course, you know, he turns around, you know, and tells her fucking that she's no longer allowed up on here or welcome up on here. Then again, that bitch was never welcome up on here.
Anyway, so what's going on in Ohio?
Rain.
Rain.
It's been raining all day here.
Yeah, it's raining down here too, but I think it stopped now.
It was raining up here too. I think it stopped and then it went to Ohio.
Then it went to Ohio, yeah, see that?
Probably.
Ohio has the shittiest weather, it really does.
Well, let's move the fuck out of Ohio.
It rains one day, and then next week it snows. Or that's not what the forecast is, but that's how it usually has been.
It snows.
It's hot.
Wait, it snows in summer in Ohio? Damn.
Last time it snowed 2 months or a month after Easter.
So fun.
So that was the last time it snowed. Yeah, it snows. Ohio weather here sucks. It's hot one day and then cold the next, and then really hot and humid. It's all out of whack. I don't know.
I'm just saying it's not that it's not that far away from us.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to
Texas. Exactly. The weirdest time we ever got snow was like October or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. Dude.
And that was like 2 years ago.
But yeah, instead of all the snow, man, we just got a fucking really hot summer now.
Yeah.
It's so bullshit.
Oh. This isn't hot.
Well, although there are people on the other side of the world with, like, 100-degree weather.
Yeah, but that's natural to them.
Yeah, yeah. But they still complain about it, though.
Well, it's hot.
Well, they shouldn't. They should be bitches about the natural weather.
I mean, I complain about the weather, too, but, like, it's nothing compared to what the hell they got.
Yeah. Exactly. Man. It's like if they were bitching about the weather and they moved here, it'd be like, what the fuck?
I think Mumbles is back.
Mumbles is back.
That one, he left us.
He's gone.
So he cuts me off and then he leaves. Nice.
I know, right? He tried to step it all over you.
And then he leaves.
Mumbles.
He's probably getting beat by his woman right now.
the fucking frying pan.
Man, maybe that'll
help. Well,
hopefully
that'll fix his mumbles.
It'll either help him or kill him. One of the two.
Well, either way, it's an improvement.
But you know, I gotta say, if smoking weed has not helped him yet, I don't think there's anything that's gonna help him.
I don't think that's gonna really help you talk better.
Yeah, and we feel what weed does to you, Avik.
No, I mean, you know, if you know, somehow he could pull out a fucking Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, good luck with that, though, man.
I mean, come on, fucking Ozzy Bumbles. You don't know what the fuck he's saying, but the minute he's doing the fucking track, you know what the fuck he's saying. You catch, you understand him and his music.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me how that works.
Fuck if I know.
So I'm going to get Mumbles on a track, man, then maybe I can understand what the hell he's saying.
Or maybe it'll be the worst song that you've ever had somebody on.
No, I mean, just put him on a song so I can, you know, hear him talk instead of hearing him actually talk on the phone, you know?
Yeah, say, okay, we're doing collabo, this is the concept, then let him do his verse, and be like, okay, fuck this.
Or yeah, just record him talking, man, and then play it back through, like, stereo, maybe you'll be clear.
Or boost the sound level of his voice like 100 times so we can actually hear him.
Oh, that'll be all distorted.
Exactly.
What we did get a request up in the room.
What's the request this time?
Mental Giant.
He's a mental giant.
They said I was a narcissist. Well, narcissist this. Trick. Yeah. Trey's music, baby.
That's what they say. Sound you deliver. Me and my partners never see any of the hateful frowning you give us. Cause we're flat, little bitty brag and whack rap, but you happen to be the bastard, the gap master, but down to the simple fact of the trap after. Blast at ya, that's after the yapping up at the cast of my last chapter. That's laughter, hot pass of a bass when you back imagine a black dragon smashing him with the gas of a crash at ya. It went to my head, it's my first time to be cocky, I'm just a giant when I burst rhyme. My leg is humongous, it's y'all's verse mine. Step on the mind, I can't stop my leg like Robert Klein. Giant robot, make you feel very low shame. I am so hot, and my skills, there be propane. Why I'ma squash them and kill every propane? Cause I'm a huge
Pillberry dope, man.
I'm talking.
And we're back.
Woo! We're back again.
Yeah,
yay!
He sounds so excited.
I'm trying to be the most excited I've ever been.
Yeah, look at that.
Thank you.
So you gotta make the one on the phone feel special, man. You gotta make it feel welcome.
I do feel welcome. It was pretty cool having you tell me to get on here. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah. At first she was like, fuck Juggalos. And then she was like, I love
what?
This shit.
No, that's bullshit. I never said that.
Well, it's definitely a good change then.
No, I'm just kidding, man. She had no idea what a juggalo was. But she loves us now. See that?
I just think it's shitty when you have people call in and talk crap about you guys when you're not doing anything wrong. I mean, all you're doing is sitting here on the radio trying to make people laugh and fooling around. Just cool.
Well, it's just for the fact that, you know, they don't like the things that we listen to and or things that we do.
And
or
like
things
we
talk about.
But it's pretty much like that with no matter who you are. But they really like to, you know, try to get under our skin. But, you know, it doesn't usually work.
So the Asians don't give a fuck.
Holy shit. 203, what's going on?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello, Seth.
Yeah, so I'm
can't believe
you don't remember me.
I'm trying to forget you.
Well, you know what? I'm not that easy to forget, sweetie. Sorry.
Wait. Uh-huh. I have to ask. Fez, how was the romantic walk on the beach?
You want to hear something funny?
No.
My husband's afraid of the water.
So she killed her husband.
I knew she was just making it.
It was just a setup. I knew it.
All
right.
We all did.
Well, you know.
I think you and Jerry here can have something in common.
Yeah, you should come kill my husband for me.
Oh, where? Oh.
Jeez, are you in pain?
I was stretching and my back hurts.
First time you ever stretched?
Yep, you know it. Usually,
like
you know, I can't get around my fat holes, you know. Sorry.
Did you say your fat holes? Or your fat rolls?
Yeah, the second one.
I heard that holes.
I heard that too.
I just wanted to be clear on that.
So she said fat holes. Got it.
Yeah, you guys fucking are retarded. Just saying.
Yes, Chris is retarded, but you leave him alone.
Havoc, is it raining over by you?
By ear?
It was.
What, are you down south now?
About 5 hours ago.
You were down south a few hours ago.
Well,
okay,
well, at least now we know which bat is blown out, though.
Apparently I sound like I giggle like I got a corn cob in my woo-ha. Or my woo-ha.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Who the hell said that?
Did anybody else read this in the fucking chat?
I can't see the chat, so no.
I'm not even in the chat room, so nope.
For some weird reason, the chat won't let me sign in, so.
I think it is pretty funny, though, that, like, the chat room's full of females, and then all the dudes were on the phone.
We're on the phone now.
Exactly.
But now they're on the phone too, so.
Yeah.
We got Jerry, and then we got Spaz, the fat holes.
Like I said,
at least now we know Spaz has a blown out pussy.
Oh.
What?
Wow, bird.
Cavi, you are looking for a reason to get your ass kicked.
I thought I was going to get my ass kicked when I laughed at your romantic walk.
Oh, but you know, Spaz, it's not my fault that you said that you have a fat hole.
Exactly.
We just, you know, let you speak your mind.
You are not. Just saying.
Or not what?
Talking to Havoc.
Apparently, Gypsy's telling me to be nice. I'm being nice. I'm just
told
saying.
Us to be nice yesterday.
I'm just saying. As a fat hole.
Dude, I'm not finding
it.
It's just funny you keep saying fat holes. Like that's the only reason it's still funny.
Exactly.
So
I think tomorrow night we should do an interview with Spaz and Fat Holes.
What?
He said he wants to get up close and personal.
No, I said we should do an interview with your Fat Holes tomorrow night.
He wants to get up close and personal with your...
No, I did not say that.
No. So Chris wants his stocking stuffed, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I said we should do an interview with your Fat Holes because that's what you keep talking about.
Jesus, Chris, relax.
What?
Way to be mean.
No. It's okay. Trust me.
This is normal for us.
I dish out a hell of a lot more than he can usually take, so it's okay.
Damn, Chris.
And usually she thinks that because I just don't give a fuck. They respond.
Dude, I know where you live. I will send hate mail and giant dildos to you.
Oh, no, not hate mail.
Well, have fun with that because in a month I'm out of here.
Well, you got to remember, Ghetto, you got to send the hate mails. Because he's musician.
Well, if you're sending that, man, make sure it got anthrax on it.
Oh. Of course, it needs it. He's that special bonus.
Well,
you just can't send an angry message and not have something else, you know, special on it. So, I mean, you could do that online if you want to just send something mean like it.
You know what? I know what I'm going to send you in the mail. You're going to get some, like, bowl semen or something.
Oh,
wow.
And where are you going to get that from? You need to
exactly.
Find all those bowls around you.
And I think we need to change that.
You know, you can buy it online.
Why do you know that?
So she's going to waste her money to just do that. Well, that's nice.
Well, first off, thanks to fucking CKY, you can buy it online. Also, Dirty Jobs also mentioned that you can buy bull semen online. So Mike Rowan totally just told me that I could buy semen online, apparently.
So why the fuck would anyone buy bull semen, though? What the fuck? What, are they trying to make a bull kid?
For the same reason why she's wanting to get it.
Some people just jack it off for me. I just buy it in a jar and send it to Chris.
No thanks.
There you go, Chris.
Or maybe I'll just send the whole bowl to you so you could jack it off.
Nah, I'll pass.
But I think we need to play one last track. Apparently Gypsy has not heard Big Hoodoo yet before.
Big Hoodoo. Play the Big Hoodoo.
There we go.
whether drawn in flower on flat ground or traced in the air, the sign of the crossroads is always the juncture where communication between worlds is established, where the traffic of energies and forces between them is set up.
On a book, handwritten, only one in the whole damn mitt. Black leather bindings, ancient. All them other replicas ain't shit. It smells of death with a hint of garlic. I dropped it once, it bloodstained the carpet. It talks to me as I turn the pages. Everyone that owned it died, I'm courageous. Taught me how to bend a spoon with my mind. And now I can twist the head off a spine. I throw knives that don't really exist. Yeah, they split a body up in the kibbles and bits. I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. I'm powerful now, I'll be the same in death. Spirits have passed through my icy breath. Talk about wicked shit, I'm neck deep in it. The book taught me well and I can use it any minute. I might play games, massage your brains. Before you jest, a pile of remains. Take your soul into dementia and leave it there. The worst place you can be, I feed off your fear. I jump through portals anytime I please. I keep jars full of eyes, they draw flies and bees. While I chant alone, rattling bones, banging my skin drum. We're not alone, I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. This gets scared. Cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling.
I'll throw a hat.
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 We back.
Yeah, right. That CD's gonna be out on the 2nd. If anybody wants to check that out.
Hell yeah. I'll probably.
What?
I'll probably just fucking download that shit, bootleg it.
Bootleg. Bitch, I'm fucking your mama. Man, now I want to hear that song. Thanks a lot, Havoc.
You're very welcome.
If you even know what song I'm talking about.
Rawr.
The fuck was that?
I'm a piranha.
No, that was far from a piranha.
It really was.
So why is everybody so fucking quiet now?
Because everybody likes dead air. Alright. havoc. Ain't nobody needs to know that you're single.
The fuck?
Blowing their shit up saying that he's single.
Where the hell was he saying that at?
The chat.
Man, that was already your lady friend in the chat room right there, motherfucker.
Exactly. I mean, shit, we could be on a lot of money when you left.
Jeez, man. Quit telling people you're single. We know you're fucking single, man. Get with the damn chick in the room right there.
I keep trying to. Fuck it up his flow.
Man, he fucked that up for himself by saying he's single right now. What the fuck?
I mean, shit, I'm single, but I'm not, like, talking about it the whole fucking time. I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah, Chris, yeah, no, it doesn't work for you, no. No.
Actually, I don't talk about it all the time because I don't give a fuck. I'm just, like, you know, waiting until I meet the right girl, so it's working out.
That was so sweet, Chris. I almost cried.
Well, the cow is still out in the field.
The
for
right
you.
Girl that I can choke her and make her pass the fuck out.
Choke her, man. There's a lot of bitches out there that can choke.
Wait. Why are you talking about ghosts?
God damn.
Yeah, wait. Hold on. So you're planning on killing her, is what you're saying.
Maybe.
And that's probably why you're still single.
Dude, this puts a whole new meaning to you wanting to choke a ghost. Not gonna lie. Just saying.
No wonder girls stay away from you, man. They know you want to kill them. I don't know if we should be laughing about that.
Oh, but it's fun to laugh about it.
Gotta have an awkward laugh somehow.
It's real awkward.
It's better than the awkward silence.
Yeah, but more likely the reason why Chris is single because the first thing he says, the man he meets a chick, can I have some nudes?
Oh, man. He threw
No, I have not done that for a long ass time, man.
Wait, what? You're looking up naked Justin Bieber pics? What?
Wow, Havoc, why the fuck are you looking at that shit up?
What the
fuck is wrong with you?
Spell it. No, that's Spaz.
What?
That's even more fucked up.
We all know it's Spaz, man. She can't even lie out of that one.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
What?
And now she's probably looking for a dildo as well.
Wait, what about my dildo?
You're probably looking for your dildo when you're looking for the naked Justin Bieber pics.
Don't talk shit about my dildo, okay? My dildo is precious to me.
She's like, my precious.
Instead of my ass is my buddy, it should be my dildo is my buddy.
I thought you said your ass was your buddy.
No, that thing talks shit behind my back all the time. I don't like that thing.
Yeah, it's a real bitch.
I always tell it to shut the fuck up, but it keeps talking shit. I don't like that.
Wow, man. It keeps coming with these corny ass
thoughts. I am fucking beyond tired. Leave me the fuck alone.
Well, what brings you by here, then, if you're so tired?
Because I'm awake, but tired.
Awake but tired. So that's like being dead but alive.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
Well, no wonder Chris likes you so much.
What?
Because you're dead and alive.
I got it. Didn't horrible.
Yeah, you slow. Did it.
Jeez, that was a terrible drum.
It really was. It was the first turn.
Oh, Havoc, have another one.
I ain't got no more left. All I got left are my cigars.
Jeez.
Double diamond.
Scientists have developed self-healing concrete. When use limestone products, bacteria to seal its own cracks.
You're filling your own crack, what?
No, apparently they're self-healing concrete now.
Self-healing concrete.
Yep.
That's good.
Okay, well, you know.
So what, has it got, like, powers of, like, X-Men?
Yeah, I guess. Wolverine status right there.
Cracks it apart and then boom, just goes right back together.
We're going to infuse some metal spikes in it, you know, when somebody's speeding, we just pop them up.
Hey, man, I need some of them around here.
You need them everywhere in Philly.
Because these little assholes always riding their dirt bikes and shit around, man. I just want to fucking clothesline them. But if I had some spikes, man, that'd be great.
It sounds like the
exactly. That'd be awesome for him.
Just see him go flying.
I would have to say the best thing, if I had it, those spikes in my complex, is when this lady would try to ride a motorcycle. Not going to lie, I think it would be a funny, funny sight when she would hit them. This lady,
what do you mean try to ride a motorcycle?
Exactly what I mean. The bike is way too big for her, like way too big for her, so she can't touch the fucking ground. So every time she stops at a sign, she's got to, like, tilt to the side so she can touch with one toe. And I watched this chick, like, almost dump this nice bike, like, 7 times. And I couldn't help but laugh my ass off.
So that's what happened to your ass. You laughed at it.
That's how I lost it. I can't find it. Can you find it for me?
Well, if you can't find it, what makes you think I'm going to find it?
Because you're an ass guy? I don't know.
I sent it to Chris, man. You know, he worships it.
No, I'm good. Says the man who's posted fucking pictures of asses on my fucking news feed.
Who does that? Damn it, Chris.
God. That's all I got from Ghetto is a fucking pages full of tits and fucking ass.
You ain't the only one seeing that.
That's how I know Ghetto's alive, is when I start seeing half-naked women on my news feed. If I don't see the news feed, I get a little worried. If I don't start seeing half-naked women on my news feed during the day.
Yeah, if that stops, I might be dead.
That's usually what I suspect.
Or you might be asleep.
Yeah, or I might be asleep. That's probably a better choice.
That's why I take the asleep option. Then...
Yeah, that sounds about right. Ghetto's always asleep, so, yeah.
Well, I'm not always asleep.
I beg to differ.
I don't.
That made me care again. Conversation.
I think I know if I'm awake or not.
No, I don't think so.
Well, there are times I have no idea what the hell's going on, but you know, it's besides the point.
I win.
Sometimes I do kind of just stare off like,
You're high, but you're not high. Look at that.
I mean, I don't have to be on drugs to, you know, be high.
Yeah, what are you, high on life and naked fucking pictures?
No, I'm not high on life. What kind of shit is that? I'm high on life. I've never said that in my life.
You just said.
Yeah, I know. You said it twice,
who
actually.
Who asked you? Go back to being quiet.
Oh, don't be yelling at her. I'll come and kick your ass.
I'm just
talking through the window.
I think I may enjoy that too much.
Yeah, he probably would.
Man, motherfucker, that just proves you say yes to everything I say.
But then again, I'm pretty sure if Spaz was to kick Chris's ass, Chris would have a fucking heart attack.
Yeah, too much excitement.
He'd be like, oh my God, it's a real girl.
What the fuck? Damn, that's on a whole nother level right there.
I didn't hear what you said. Probably a good thing.
She's a real girl.
I'm a real girl.
Okay, Spaz. So I guess you just learned that you're a girl. Well, that's nice.
Well, hey, at least I'm not a... I'm a lot better than blow-up dolls. Let me put it that way.
Well, how do you know, man?
At least I've never had a blow-up doll.
How many blow-up dolls you've been with?
And that apparently is making you say that you have been with one.
No, that doesn't, actually. Where is this logic that you come up with?
Man, it's Chris logic, man. It doesn't have to make sense.
You're in college. Come on. You're supposed to be smart.
Wait, what? Sorry, I mean like 100 Facebook messages and text at the same time.
Why are you getting so many messages?
Because he's trying to act like he's cool.
Uh-oh.
No.
I bet you it's one Facebook message, really. He just added 2 zeros on.
Shit, man. I'll be lucky to get one message.
Oh, don't start.
No.
I get messages all the time.
No,
all right,
you'll
look,
be lucky
man,
to get
you
one
just
nice
recently
message.
Got there.
Huh?
That you recently just got there, so any other time it'd be like one message maybe, if I'm
lucky.
Yeah,
you'll be lucky if you get one nice message right now.
One nice message, yeah, that'd be nice to get too.
Hey, at least you're not getting dildos in the mail with bull semen.
Oh, that's a plus.
I'm sorry, but I didn't even touch that shit.
If I ever get a package like that, man, I'll know where it came from.
Exactly.
I like
exactly,
enough not to send him something
if
like
I ever
that.
Get a package from Spaz, I'll just return to sender.
Well, guess what? Right. I won't put my address on it, bitch.
Just give her the wrong address.
I have the right address. He sent me something already.
Well, I'm saying, you know, once he's, you know, in his college, you know.
Exactly, but you're not going to find that address.
Sure, I could swindle it out of you if I really needed to.
Good luck with that.
She said she got your card, man.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't know, man. I think she could if she really wanted to.
She probably could. But I don't think she'll be able to.
Wait. So, Chris, what college are you going to again?
Yeah, like that will work.
That was almost clever.
Yeah, that goes back when you think I'll be stupid enough to say what the college is, even though if I said it, it's not like that will give away where my apartment is.
I can.
You have an iPhone, don't you?
Yes.
Guess what I can start up? You know there's a tracking website, right, where I can track your phone number and track you that way? Yeah, it's a wonderful little doohickey that comes with the new iPhones.
What, the iPhone 5, the same one that I have?
Yeah.
Man, nice.
She went from stalker to straight up creepy.
Exactly. She's a creepy stalker. And good luck with that because I have my iPhone, so there's no location on it.
You don't understand what I'm saying, do you? It's not whether you're not
really
posting on Facebook. If you're posting on Facebook, I'm not tracking you via Facebook. There is a legitimate freaking site that you can go on. I can put your number in it. GPS will send me your coordinates. I will know where you are at that point in time.
Oh, so you're just going to be a whole stalker now. Well, that's nice. Have fun with that.
Man, I think you just made him shit his pants. But he should know all about shit like that, man. His best friend is a stalker.
Yeah. Some bitch needs to go fucking die already.
Okay, Havoc, we're not getting into it, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we didn't mention names. We didn't do anything. Let's stay off that topic, thanks.
Yeah,
that's
everybody
a whole
relax.
Other can of worms not to be talked about.
What was that? She just like died right there.
You fucktard.
Her head exploded. Fucktard.
Shut up, dick muncher. I'm coming up with clever names.
Yeah. You're just too smart for us, Spaz.
I am. That's why I have a nursing degree and none of you do. What? Oh.
Well, I'm glad I don't have a nursing degree.
I'm glad I don't have one either. Because that'd be kind of gay.
Well, that's because you're a musician.
Damn, man.
Dead silence.
Yeah, you killed us all with that one.
Ooh, it's dead air. Dead air is not good. Dead air is bad. Dead air is bad. Dead air is bad. I'm going to keep saying this until you start talking. Dead air is bad. Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to. You guys are going to penalize me. I'm shutting up now.
How many times did she just say the same thing right there?
I was just waiting until she was done. It was good to see if she would go on with this for like 40 minutes. I would be like, damn.
And knowing
and you,
see,
you would have done it.
You see that right there, man? That's what Havoc sounds like when he's high.
Exactly.
The worst part is I'm not.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that's how Havoc is when he is.
Either that or giggling the whole damn time.
That's what the fuck she was doing.
You're not high.
Havoc got quiet on us. What the fuck are you
Havoc,
doing, Havoc?
I think Havoc died or masturbation. I don't know.
Why does everything have to do with masturbation with you?
That's how he was still responding.
I
we
think
don't even
he
want to
know. You know what he's doing? He's talking to that girl. That's what he's doing.
There you go. Good job, Havoc.
Yeah, Havoc, you trying to get in?
Yeah,
yeah,
let's see him there for one day and then break up with her.
Oh.
Actually, I'm talking
shut
to her
up,
daughter.
What?
She said, shut up.
What? No. Did anybody else hear what Havoc just said?
No.
He ain't talking to the chick. Who are you talking to, Havoc?
Her daughter.
Your daughter.
Her daughter.
Her daughter. Havoc, go back to the mother.
Exactly.
No. Not that daughter. I'm talking about kids.
Wait, what? Whose kid?
I'm talking about her other daughter, Chibs, who's 18.
Havoc.
Go back to the mother.
The mother.
Exactly. Stay with the mother.
The Maja. Go with
At
the Maja.
At least she's, like, really old, so it's all right, man. So it's, like, a sure thing, you know?
Exactly.
Well,
just like it was when he was dating Chewbacca.
All of Havoc's relationships are pretty much a short thing.
Exactly.
Jeez, man, you're being harsh tonight.
No. No, because Havoc half the time breaks up with them. Because they're either one, crazy, two, crazy, three, psychotic.
lovely options.
I think most of them are probably three there.
Yeah, but ghetto man. Okay, let me ask you. Would you go for a mother who has kids who are 14, well, 18, 14, and 12? Or go for the 18-year-old daughter?
I go for the mom, man.
The mom?
I'm not just saying that either, man.
So I would probably even go for the mom there.
Sure, he'd go after anything with a vagina.
No, I would not, because there's one girl who I could have fucked, but she had herpes, so I was like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. No.
I do have that uncle that just got a puss.
Your uncle's a
what? Huh?
Did I just hear your uncle is a platypus?
No. My uncle has dad now. Remember we were talking about it earlier?
Wait, hold on.
Oh,
wait.
I played that song for you.
I'm so lost.
No,
man.
I don't
want to hear what about a platypus?
Where the fuck did they get platypus from?
I don't fucking know.
We know.
I heard platypus too.
I mean, come on, she's talking about her uncle being a fucking trainee, and somehow Spaz gets a fucking platypus.
What?
Chris heard the platypus too, okay? I'm not the only person that heard platypus. The fact that I heard platypus is hilarious, though.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, the platypus?
All right, anyway, what's going on with this platypus?
Apparently the platypus wants to stuff Spaz's stocking.
Harry the platypus.
Really?
What the fuck?
Agent P. You think I'm high, but I really not, and I wish I was.
No, we know this is just you.
Yeah, this is not for you.
Thank God, because any normal person would think I'm super high.
Wait, what the hell is a normal person?
Yeah, what the fuck is
the hell
that?
If I know.
Because I sure as hell don't know any.
I want pudding.
Well, then go get
pudding.
Some. Go get some pudding.
I got some pudding.
Good job, pudding.
It's a good pudding. Kind of pudding you eat with your mouth.
Oh, yeah? You like that kind of pudding, huh?
Chris, I need to go to bed.
It only comes in one flavor.
Surprising enough, my pudding's white.
See that? Nah, that's all she's going to be thinking about, man. Like, what the fuck?
I can't open the pudding.
Oh, great.
Okay, graham crackers round two.
No pudding, no graham crackers.
Leave Spaz in the house with some graham crackers and pudding. It would take her longer to open.
I kind of wonder how she gets out of her house at times.
Go fuck yourself. Right? Yourself.
No. Ghetto, the way she gets out of her house is through the window.
What does she do, just jump through it?
It's
no
the ring of fire.
Or is she just, like, bust through the door?
No, I set it on fire first. I jumped through it.
You set your window on fire?
Well, you know, I got to put on a show for everybody. Do some acrobatics, you know, flip around a little, maybe catch myself on fire, quite possibly.
Well, I want a neighbor like that. Come over here so I can see you do that.
A lot of the time, I do it naked, too, Ghetto.
I'm sure your neighbors really enjoy that.
I'm sure they do.
Especially the girl that can't ride the motorcycle.
She hates my fucking guts because I laughed at her so bad.
Well, actually,
I bet you.
Well, actually, Ghetto, I'm pretty sure Spaz can, you know, you do your favor. She can, you know, she can go to your neighbor's house, set their window on fire, and, you know, and throw the fucking ginger through the window.
That would probably help a little bit because that dude's a douchebag. Him and his daughter.
Man, his daughter's just fucking demonic. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, demonic lullabies in the backyard all the time.
Not what I thought you were about to say, just saying.
Don't
crap.
You think I was
going
to say?
I thought you guys were going to bring up a long-lost person.
Like, no. Definitely not, no.
I refuse to say the name because I don't want to get penalized.
Just think about it, Havoc. It has demon in it.
And even the one hey that isn't adding me on Facebook, the fuck you demon.
Oh, that dumb bitch.
Wait, you're adding her? What?
What?
The F you. No, the fuck you one.
Fuck you, you pinch your butt.
I don't know what you're saying.
No, this is the fuck you, the Monica page. That one.
What are you talking about, man? That's,
that's
some lesbian.
He said the no-no name. Why is it that he doesn't get in trouble for saying the no-no name, but I get in trouble for saying the name?
Nobody got in trouble. You're just smoking crack.
No,
exactly.
There's a pincher bug somewhere in my household, and I'm scared. Oh, Havoc.
Man, I thought that was her for a second.
I mean, what the fuck is that?
Nah, for real, though.
That's Havoc's way of saying he loves you.
Yeah.
Whenever you take a piss, Havoc says he loves you to any trick.
Well, at least he muted it for the most part this time. Like, we didn't hear him actually take a fucking leak.
we just heard it.
I just heard echoing. That's all I heard.
Well, at least he waited until we were off the air this time.
For once.
This is the one time that this will happen. What the fuck? So we had a fucking boat. Who's blowing the boat's horn? Jesus Christ.
That was Havoc, man.
Yeah.
He's a little tugboat.
Man, ghetto man, don't even bring up that fucking shit from fucking TNA, man. Fucking the train sitting down the road. Fucking Robbie, he's a moron.
I wasn't even thinking that.
Well, Havoc's mind is always on fucking wrestling.
Although I think it was pretty funny that they kept showing the dude in the John Cena shirt at a TNA event.
I find it kind of funny that you guys have a pattern of talking about half-naked men wrestling each other.
Wait, what? Did you say?
You guys make a habit of you talking about half-naked men wrestling each other all the time. Are you gay?
No.
And we also talk about the women that wrestle.
Yeah, a lot of the time it's the men.
Like fucking Mickey James.
Oh, calm yourself.
Oh,
or
Caitlin's
nip slip like 2 weeks ago.
But there's a fire in my pants that just ignites when I think about it. Oh, my
Ari,
God.
Hey, Angel, relax.
Nice.
Okay, fine. Do you want to talk about how ODB grabbed Mickey James' titty tonight? You want to talk about that instead?
Man, that would have been perfect.
Good.
Now, if only the roles were reversed and Mickey James was grabbing ODB's titties.
Why would that be better?
That bitch got some big old titties.
But she looks like a man.
Well, that's her role. But, I mean, you know, like...
That's her role. No, that's her face. That's not her role, man. She can't fix that.
But at least the tag team knockouts are officially done.
Spaz is upset.
Shut up, Gary, before I smash you.
So is Jerry still on the phone?
No.
So she left?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Way to go, Spaz. She killed everybody off.
What you talking about? I didn't scare nobody off.
Now, my question is for Spaz, where the fuck were you when we had all these haters, you know, that needed to be scared off?
Dude.
Yeah, we needed you that night.
Well, you should have called me.
Should have called you, yeah. That would have worked.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, man. People just kept calling in with nonsense.
Yeah.
How many years were there again? What was it, like 170 calls?
Yeah,
110 calls and 196 fucking listeners.
Damn. That's the most.
And they were all haters.
What? Like the whole 7 years that this shit's been running?
Five.
No, give it seven because you gotta think that that's still more than 5 years, so. Gotta give it a couple extra years. Oh, it's hot as balls in my room.
So put a fan on or something.
I have a fan on or something.
Fuck you, too.
You wish.
Only at night.
I know.
I think Ghetto's right. I think I will go for the mom because at least the mom, just might be able to spell the word yours.
Man, I thought you were going for the mum yesterday, man, but then you told us tonight no, and now you're back to it.
Well, in fact, her daughter just spelled your Y-E-R.
Come on, man, I talked to Spaz, she can't spell either, but, you know.
I can, too.
It's not really stopping.
She's just too lazy to spell.
I don't talk like I'm, like, think I'm ghetto. Like, hey, brah, what's up?
Oh, my God, you talk like that, I'd punch you in the face.
Yes. I don't talk like that, thank God.
Well, you just did.
Like, seriously, man, if a girl talked like that, man, I can't even handle it.
Well, you know, I know somebody who you could punch in the face that talks like that.
Who's that?
Merp.
But see, the only problem with that was, that would be, if he tried punching her in the face, I'm pretty sure his fist might get sucked in.
That would suck. Literally.
Has she tried listening in lately?
No.
I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to the bitch.
I don't think so. Well, then again, nobody has, but...
Really?
That's so. Yep. That's right.
Oh. What
the hell did she just say?
She said var.
Man, why bitches always say that shit?
I've always said that ever since I started. I did a character at the trail. Okay, that's just plain and simple.
So, you were a dinosaur?
I was a dinosaur. I was an insane patient, and I thought I was a dinosaur, okay?
So how's that different than your real life?
I don't think I'm a dinosaur every 5 seconds. So, that's the difference.
It's not much of a difference.
It's not much of a difference. I don't try to eat people's heads off or, trying to stop them.
How do we know that?
You don't, I guess. I don't know.
Like, we don't ever see you, so.
Well, maybe you should look harder.
If I looked at any horror, I see right through you.
What the fuck?
I don't fucking know. And we always have eyes on you.
Yeah, of course.
Finally, man. Somebody's on the same level, man.
Nope.
He watches you while you sleep. He watches you while you take a shit.
You're weird into that kind of shit, man. I'll leave it there.
Just
what the hell, Ghetto? Did you give up on this poking war that we had going on?
We had a poking war going on?
Yeah, I was poking.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm a minute man. Sorry, I came already. I'll get back to it.
Wow.
He said, wow. You don't know what to say to that. I didn't even realize we were in a poke war. She poked me once.
I poked you twice. Motherfucker.
Now we keep poking, man. Things are going to have to happen.
Well, you know.
I do know.
Yeah, you do know? Sure you do know.
I just said I know.
Really? You did? I didn't know. You just said you knew.
Well, you shut up.
What?
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 Motherfucker.
Huh? You love me.
I told you, only at nighttime.
I know, that's when I give you the best wet dreams.
Yeah, he's talking about, man, I don't sleep at night. What the hell? Why did you just message ass to me exactly?
Because I can.
That's okay, Ghetto. She fucking messaged vagina to me. So, you know, I responded. It's amazing.
Well, at least I get her ass. I mean, you know, that's rare.
And exactly what does Chris get? Nothing.
He? Nope. I didn't send him a message.
Well, that's not very nice. Do you have his new profile? He made a new profile.
I just sent him a message to make him feel loved.
Oh.
Nope.
He must be good, huh?
And now she's saying that I get a dildo, apparently.
Oh, you love it.
Weird stuff. The awkward moment is, I'm trying to figure out what the hell that smiley is. Because I'm using my iPhone. And my face looks like frozen up.
I'm sending that smiley to everybody now because this thing is fucking retarded.
What the fuck
Everyone's
is it?
Everyone's getting a retard smiley.
How the hell did you get your own smiley?
Well, you know, I talked to people.
Man, that's fucking Pac-Man.
The retard smiley.
That's the perfect smiley for you, Spaz.
So now she's just gonna send all the fucking smileys she knows to all of us. Nice.
She loves goblin things now.
Nom 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 nom.
Yep. Okay, now she's smiling, sad, hung out.
Oh god.
Now they're smiling again. Oh, what the hell? Stop with all the fucking smileys.
Never.
She's a little weird.
Hey. Love me the same. As much as a retard loves cake. Which isn't often because they mostly play junk.
What?
Exactly.
Okay, that glass is the one that's weird as fuck.
Havoc
seems confused, man.
Havoc, smoke another one.
Must be a delightful conversation he's having.
Either that or he's getting scared.
Probably is that.
Man, most of these bitches he talks to, man, I don't think he ever gets scared.
All the bitches he talks to scare me.
Havoc got a strong stomach.
Apparently.
Apparently, if I went down on fucking Chewbacca.
Oh, man, did you really have to go there?
Yeah, he had them in our head.
I'm having fucking nightmares.
Did you get a hairball?
I knew that
when
was
going to
come
it?
Up.
But their hairballs involved?
Yeah, the funny thing is, yo, that bitch has been gone for, like, how long, and I'm still fucking finding, like, strands of her fucking hair in my room.
Ew.
I thought you were gonna say in your teeth.
Yeah, I thought,
like, yeah. That's what we all
thought.
That's just gross.
That'd be fucking
that's
gross.
Nasty.
That's kind of like that Blaze song, man. That remix of Dead Body Man. Damn it, why the hell is your shit keep... Oh, because you are actually saying something.
What?
I thought your shit would just keep lighting up, but you didn't say anything, but apparently you did.
It just likes you, you know. That's why it lights up.
Well, it doesn't like you spelling, apparently.
And she's on a smartphone.
No, not.
Man, what do you mix, man, when you a fucking smartphone with a dumbass?
A dumb bitch.
I don't know. I really don't have an answer, so. You can make it up whatever you want.
I'd say dumb bitch.
Man, I think she's dying over there.
Retard overload.
If I admit it.
at least she admits it. Yes.
and it took her how long, you know, to finally admit this?
Felatio. Just thought I'd say that.
And you did.
It's a fun word to say.
Did you say what the fuck you just say?
No, I said it's a fun word to say.
Oh, yeah?
And we all heard what the fuck you just say.
Chris, what the fuck are you talking about?
She doesn't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Damn kids.
I think we should start calling Chris Mumbles number two.
Nah, man, Chris don't mumble, man. I could actually understand him.
Well, sometimes anyway.
At the time it sounds like Chris is yelling into the phone.
No, most of the time he's never near the phone.
Exactly.
It's like, what the hell is this nigga doing?
Hey, at least I'm not licking a nigga, like Havoc would be.
Are you guys really saying nigga right now?
Yes.
You're white. Just saying, white.
Nigga.
Have you ever listened to an episode where Havoc saying nigga like a million times?
Well, that's all right, man. The other night, man, people kept calling in saying white power, so I said black power back, and then Havoc followed it up with Chinese power.
Nice.
Yeah, they kept calling in with racist shit, like we were black or something.
Yeah. Speaking of black motherfuckers, yeah, that one dude is apparently in a group that can't spell the word people.
Can't spell people?
Yeah, man, I remember fucking... Dude, for some reason, they had the group sitting, and people spelled P-I-P-L.
The fuck?
Pipple?
Pibble.
What is pipple?
What the fuck's a pibble?
I have no idea.
I had no idea what the fuck it was. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, that dude that fucking, that tried adding Chris.
Somebody tried adding Chris?
Yeah, I remember that dude that fucking, that somehow managed to get a link that fucking had that black dude, but we didn't know if it was really him or not.
Man, that wasn't him because it was like three different pictures. And then, like, on top of that, the people that were on the blog talk page, there was somebody on there, man, it was a picture of, like, some, like, swag fag motherfucker. But I doubt that was really him, either. Because all these people were black people. But you had to keep calling
him. What?
No. Shut up with that. Just shut up and keep getting poked. Don't talk. Tell him done.
Well, you know, it's taking forever for you to poke back.
Taking that long? What the fuck are you talking about? As soon as it pops up, it goes in. Well, what do you want, man? I'm on a fucking phone.
Do it faster. Come on.
Jeez, man. It's hard to poke fast through a fucking phone. Gonna have to eliminate the phones. You want that?
Wow, I have a song in my head that you guys would laugh so hard at.
You have a thong in your head?
Yeah, well, it's not really a song. It's more like an entrance theme.
I thought you said thong.
Yes, I have an entrance song in my head.
And I like the threat you gave me, Spaz, that you'll blow up my phone with all the emoticons.
I'm going to. I have a whole shit ton of them.
Do you have giant
ones? Have fun
ones
with that.
Do you have giant smileys?
No, but I have emoticons for iPhones.
So what the fuck
and
does that mean?
How many are there on that
app? Are they large?
No.
Well, why not?
Because my penis is bigger.
Your penis is bigger than the smileys.
That's a bitch. I think Ghetto should definitely run away from him.
What bitch is that?
I agree.
Spaz.
Yeah.
No, we all know Spaz doesn't have a penis.
You all know Sam doesn't have a penis either.
Who don't have a penis?
At least that you didn't find. Sam. Merp.
Quit bringing that thing up, yo.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that thing is.
She got mad when Havoc didn't want to date her, man.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
my phone's gonna die.
Oh no.
Oh well.
Oh no,
you'll have to come back to the mental asylum tomorrow.
You can always charge it.
My charger is connected to my PlayStation 3, and my PlayStation 3 is all the way over on my dresser, and that's towards the foot of my bed, and I'm not at the foot of my bed, I'm at the head of my bed.
Well, I'm ahead of the game.
Oh, I should sleep.
Should sleep.
Yeah, I should sleep. Should sleep and going to sleep are two different things, but that's okay.
Oh my God, this is never going to end.
No, I told you.
It's never going to end like her marriage. No, I mean I'm happy for you.
Okay, Ghetto. A little bit of jealousy is all right. It's healthy for you.
It's not jealousy. I bet you could still happen even though you haven't.
What? I'm stripping.
What? Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Nothing. He's going to send me an angry Facebook message.
Well, you didn't tell him you're a musician, so it's okay.
Well, if I had the opportunity, I would.
Listen, it's okay. I'm a musician.
If I ever met him or something, be like, it's all right. I'm a musician. I'm allowed to talk to your wife. And if we so happen to have sex, it's not my fault. I'm in college. But it's just amazing how that message got to your husband, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, of all messages, it had to be from Chris.
Well, like, I guess it's better than you or Havoc.
Man, I wish it was me.
That would have been a lot more interesting.
Hell yeah, man, that dude wouldn't like me.
Exactly.
Like everybody else's boyfriend or husband, they always get mad at me for talking to their wives.
Because you're a musician. Plain and simple. Everything is because you're a musician.
Well, not everything. So is that why you're poking me then?
Yep, it's because you're a musician.
They'll send me a message. It's not even you.
No, it's not me. I haven't sent you a message. I'm too busy poking you. Poke. Jeez, you take forever. Stop talking to people and start poking.
I'm sorry, you bore me. You gotta do better. No, motherfucker, you tagging me and shit. What is this?
Oh no, I tagged you something that was good. And shout out to Fuck You Boston.
Yeah, Fuck You Boston. That's awesome, man. They really did have a shitty week.
What? Definitely. Where's that going? If you're a Boston sports fan, your week sucked.
Man, I saw a picture somebody took it. It was like, pick up your Patriots 2013 jersey or whatever. It was like, you know, jail people outfits. I was like, that's awesome.
That was awesome. And the promo I made from the fucking bear punching on Wednesday.
Yeah. You like to touch penises.
No, that was just one of those weird things that I saw, like, this had to be made into a promo. I was like, I'm doing this. I don't give a fuck. I'm doing it. Boom. Done.
Spaz, don't ever text me anymore.
Why?
You mean why? How do I answer that?
Yeah, how does he answer it?
What?
I said you don't ever text me anymore.
Oh. Well, you know, it's because you're a musician.
No, that's not why.
I don't even think I got your new number. I think I still have your old number.
Man, what are you talking about, man? I text you to get Havoc's number.
Exactly.
Wait. Time to go through my phone. When it's at 7%, that's a re.
Shit, I had your number before I had Havoc's new number. And on top
of
that,
the funny thing is,
no, none of you people even text me.
And what the funny thing is, soon enough, that number is going to be invalid.
Is that why you don't text me?
Well, no, like what I mean is, like, after this month, I'm just going to stop paying for it because I'm getting tired of paying $50 a month.
Oh, shit, he's getting rid of his cell phone. He said, fuck that shit. I feel the same way.
Oh, no, $50 a month.
Yeah, that's more than I pay Spaz.
Well, you know.
Although she does do a good job, though. I'll give her that.
Well, somebody's got to make these sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, sandwiches.
Exactly. So what do you pay? Like what? $2.70 for a sandwich?
We gotta keep your shit PG.
Exactly.
Although what the hell am I talking about? This ain't WWE.
Yeah, we ain't WWE. The fuck? We ain't Vince McMahon or Linda McMahon up on here.
Thank God for that.
Hell yeah.
My question is, how the fuck did that bitch even get in politics?
Man, why'd you bring that up?
I'm just wondering, because that's what's fucked up the whole WWE. You made PG.
It's all Spaz's fault.
Not here. Go to Google, look it up.
Fuck that. The real question is why.
But you know, I'm pretty sure, like, if me and Ghetto were in charge of Raw one night, I'm pretty sure, you know, we could actually make things a little bit better upon that shit.
Man, we'd have new tag champions.
I'm pretty sure people would die too.
People might die too. Yeah.
Well, of course. That's just part of the show.
See you later, Michael Cole.
And you have John Laurinaitis
dying. I don't mind Michael Cole dying.
Me either.
No, just get John Laurinaitis there to kill Michael Cole and then himself.
Yeah, just have them kill each other in a match. Celebrity deathmatch style, you know what I'm saying?
There's no way in hell we would ever bring back fucking John Laurinaitis. Ever.
Man, just bring him back to kill him.
Not to make him die?
Murder, suicide.
And we outed this bitch.
Yes.